Welcome to the Word of Mom Media Network and Word of Mom Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week just breaking those myths that women in business and mompreneurs are just dabbling, you know, in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're smart, we're savvy, and we are finding a way to build the bridges between building a business, raising a family, thinking about starting a family, all of those things. And I'm so amazed at the remarkable women that I have connected with on this journey and the work that they are doing. And today is no exception. We're here with Rebecca Hearn. She founded TakeABeck.com, a luxury home accessories website. Working at a Fortune 500 company for over 10 years, Rebecca took a leap into entrepreneurship in 2018. She was featured on HGTV's Paradise Bargain Hunt, an opportunity that acted as a catalyst to go back to her passion, home styling. In addition to building her company, she is the co-founder of Palm Beach Ladies of Success, an entrepreneurial community dedicated to networking, educating, and empowering women. Love that you are doing this. So, Rebecca, welcome to Word of Mom Radio. Ah, see, you know, there's the Freudian slip that we're trying to get you onto Word of Mom TV as well, you know, here in this media network that we're expanding into.
I would love it. Dori, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate this.
You are so welcome. So I have to ask you, so, you know, you were in corporate America working for Fortune 500 companies. What was that turning point for you that gave you that push to want to create your own business?
So I think that's a great question. So I think that because I worked so long for several, you know, successful companies, really large organizations, I got to see the inner workings of them and the good, the bad, and you know, indifferent. And because of that, it really, you know, lit a fire in me to say, what am I creating and how am I being fulfilled? Because working for somebody else's company for me was helping fulfill someone else's dream or someone else's goal. And I thought, at this stage of my life, now is the time for me to go and start fulfilling my own dreams and my own goals. And the best way for me to do that was to start my own business.
Well, see, and I love that. I love that because, you know, as a mompreneur and as business owners and businesswomen, we do get to that place where it's like, wait a minute, why am I working this hard to build someone else's dream? You know,
absolutely,
as opposed to taking that time to build my own. So I have to say, TakeABeck is interesting. Where did that come from?
Yeah, so TakeABeck is actually a family name, or it's really my auntie name. So when my oldest nephew was learning how to talk, he couldn't say Aunt Rebecca, or my sister calls me Beck. He couldn't say Auntie Beck, but he kept saying TakeABeck. And so they just said, well, I guess your name is TakeABeck. So all of my nieces and nephews call me TakeABeck. And I just thought it was a sweet way to honor, you know, my family name, my sweet nickname, and give it a little personal touch. Because this is, you know, it is fulfilling my dreams and my goals by starting this business. And so I wanted something that was personal to me to represent the name of the business.
Oh, I love that. I really do. You know, it's interesting because, you know, you find different ways and the different ways that people are inspired to create something. And I love that it's from your family and your nephew. I really do. In looking to start a business, what made you decide to build a home accessories website?
So I love home decor. And anybody who has started a business will tell you that you need to do something that you're passionate about. Anyone who has a business knows, yourself included, there are long hours and sometimes they're not the prettiest.
And so you have to have that drive and passion behind you. And for me, home decor, creating, you know, a space for people that brings like life and personality, you know, that's really my calling. That is what gives me the biggest joy, and that's something that I'm so ultimately passionate about. And so I just wanted to give something that I felt so strongly about to other people. That's where the desire to do the website came from.
You know, I think that bringing to life somebody's home, you know, it's funny. I have a very small little place, and because I travel so much, and it was my kids. I was on the road for 4 years, and, you know, my kids were like, Mom, seriously, can't you just get a little place and settle back down, you know? And but anyone that walks in, it's like, it's so cozy. There's something about your home and finding that place that brings you that peace after a long day. Or like I said, I'm getting ready to start a cross country trip, and, you know, so I'll be gone for 5 or 6 weeks. And I know my feeling every time I get back home and I open up that door, it's just like, ah, so good for you that you are helping people find that feeling when they get home, you know?
Yes. That's what it's all about, absolutely.
What do you feel are some of the unique things about takeaback.com?
First and foremost, our assortment is incredibly important to us. And we strive to, you know, find very unique items. We're not going to really be your spot for mass market goods. And we do that on purpose. So we want to make sure that what you're finding really speaks to you and your personality and your home style, that we have things in limited quantities. We work with partners who are, you know, very core value on craftsmanship and quality of the item. Quality is of the utmost importance to us. So we work with people all over the globe, really. So we have national partners and international partners, but we all come from the same basis that the goods that they provide have to be, you know, quality, luxury home accessories. So that's something that's a little bit different about us versus some other people that we love.
Well, I guess it's your way of adding your perspective into,
absolutely,
you know, to other things. You know, and I like that you search out limited quantities of things that, you know, it's not that, you know, shelves and shelves and shelves of the same thing, that everything is kind of unique, and that you search out worldwide for the craftsmanship and the quality. You know, it's just, I like the attention to detail. So
yeah,
how does takeaback.com, how do you feel it helps with moms?
Yeah, so one of the things that I was very clear in my vision for creating takeaback.com was to have a business that created more convenience and less confusion. Because while I love home decor and home styling and could do it all day, every day, and would like to for the rest of my life, I am well aware that for some people, that's an incredible challenge. Whereas I can walk into a room and I can see 4 different home design styles. Somebody else may walk into an empty room and say, it's an empty room. So with that, I wanted to make sure that people felt like they could go onto the website, feel like there's peace in it, that they're getting a quality product, you know, be able to shop in different ways. By color palette or by designer or, you know, home style, so that they have that ease. And to be honest, no one has endless amounts of time to run all over town in search of, you know, the perfect pillow. So you can be on takeaback.com at 3 a.m. while you are nursing your newborn, like my sister was just last week, because we're always open. So we try to make things as easy as possible. 1, 2, 3, click of a button, you have great new things coming straight your way.
I love that. Rebecca, I'm going to ask you to get a little closer to your phone. You're kind of going in and out a teeny bit. And I want to make sure that everybody's hearing what you have to say. And, you know, I say to people all the time, never negate that 3 a.m. mom that is surfing the web because they're nursing or the baby kept them up and now they can't get back to sleep. And
exactly.
And I think that that's an untapped market. So I think you're really smart that that is a focus for you in knowing
absolutely.
That that's when a lot of moms are actually going to have the time to look.
Right.
So what should customers be aware of? And, you know, when they're shopping at TakeABack.com, what should they know?
Yeah, so I think one good thing that, that customers should know is that we're very cognizant about how much larger the e-commerce space has become in, you know, our day-to-day. And so because of that, there is so much more shipping and transporting of goods than there have ever. And so we actually only work with partners who ship directly to you. So that's really our small way of reducing our carbon footprint. And it means that you might receive several different deliveries when you place an order, which is just more boxes to love. But that's just something that you should be aware is that we try to mainstream that shipping process so it goes to you as quickly as possible.
That, you know, let's face it, we are an instant gratification society. So the fact that it gets to you as soon as possible, I would think it is very appealing. And as you did all of this, you know, where was your vision? I'm just kind of curious, you know, because I think this is such an ambitious undertaking, you know, because a lot of times, I don't know, you know, you seem to be somebody that is looking at a larger picture. I think a lot of times designers have that tunnel vision and you just seem to have that larger scope.
I think that a lot of it comes from my background and knowing all the different intricacies in creating a business, and then also, you know, having this opportunity to say, what are my values and how can I implement them in my own small way? Excuse me. And so I think that's where a lot of this larger picture comes from, was how do I create a business that I love and I'm passionate about and cannot wait to share with other people that benefits them. You know, if I created a business that only benefited myself, well, that's no good for anyone else, right? So I think it's really important that you know, as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, we're looking, what kind of value are we giving to our customers? How are we helping them? So that was something that I was really, you know, succinct on and making my priorities and the values as a company. And it was just really important to me that any little thing that I felt I could thread into the fabric of the company, whether it was making sure that the goods are quality, you know, product, making sure that our partners are going to ship directly to our customers, you know, all of these little things, these are all my ways of, like you said before, my little perspective and putting it out into the universe in hopes of helping people, you know, create a home that they love.
You know, on that note, we're going to take a quick break and say thank you to our sponsors. And we'll be back here with Rebecca Hearn in just a moment. As parents, keeping our school safe is uppermost in our mind. More and more schools are requiring students carrying a clear bag, but that puts the responsibility of keeping our school safe on the backs of our children. Safety Bags has a full line of bags, not only for the students, but for the teachers, the administrators, the sports department, school personnel, and more. Our line of clear bags and backpacks come with a 3-year warranty and can be used to raise funds for your schools and athletic departments nationwide. Please visit us at safetybags.com. You will see why we are the clear choice for your schools, because safety, it's in the bag.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than one in four children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Hey, sports fans, take the hassle out of going to the game with the clear bags from StadiumBags.com. Our crossbody mini messenger bag, stadium-sized backpack, tote bag with different color straps, and ready-to-go travel bag meet the size requirements for pro and college sports. You can find us at StadiumBags.com and get yourself the bags guaranteed to last season after season, because safety, it's in the bag. And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio. We are talking with TakeABack.com founder Rebecca Hearn about how her passion has led to the creation of this luxury home accessories website. So I have to ask, you know, you don't have any kids yet. Why was it so important for you to start this business before you started a family?
Yeah, so that's a great question. It was truly important for me to, you know, launch TakeABack.com and become a business owner before I started my family, because once I am able to start, have those little pitter-patters on the floor, I want to make sure that I'm the example to my children of, you know, a woman and a mother being a successful entrepreneur. So I have wonderful parents who I come from a great family, but my parents never took chances because they were coming from a place of stability, and because that was what was instilled in them, and which is obviously, as a parent, a very respectful quality. But for me, it was important to take the risk into entrepreneurship so that I was able to build this business so that when I am having children, that they know that this is a possibility. For my family and our story, being an entrepreneur is a huge risk and completely outside the norm. So I'm sort of bucking family tradition, but it's for the greater good of my future and how I want my children to see moms and women, as a whole, that they can be successful, they can take on whatever their passion is, and do an excellent job at it and be that wonderful role model. That is my hope. So that's why I wanted to start the business before I have a family.
I love that. You know, it's funny. Celestial Seasons tea. I'm a tea drinker. I've never had a cup of coffee. And they have, their old boxes used to have these little witticisms on them. And I will never forget, I was 12 years old and it said, live a life that your children would be proud of.
I love that.
I'm serious. Me too. And it was kind of that impetus. And, you know, it's amazing because my children have had to make a lot of sacrifices because of me building a business. And my daughter has a blog called Perspectives in Motion. And reading her perspective of being my daughter was a very sobering thing in realizing, you know, the life shift that I made for my kids in starting this business. And I said to her, I was like, geez, I don't know. I kind of sound a little, you know, witchy. And she was like, really, Mom? Go back and read that. You sound pretty badass to me. You know?
Hey.
And it was kind of funny. And I was like, well, you know what? Thank you. She was like, Mom, I would never be doing what I'm doing if you weren't my mom. And it's so I love that that is your forethought in this. So
absolutely.
Now back to Take a Beck and all these different styles and things like that. What are some of the key accessories that you feel every home should have?
So I think for starters, a vase that you love. And so this might be so funny for many of the women and moms that are listening, because and in my house there are no shortage of vases. But I have actually been in several situations where giving someone flowers caused more panic than joy, because they didn't have anywhere to put them or they didn't like anything that they had in their closet. So, you know, so I think, and it's a funny thing, but buy yourself a vase that you love. Then you'll always, you can have fresh flowers. And if you're like me, then you love a bouquet of fresh flowers, even on a random Tuesday. Sometimes that makes it even more special. I think another key accessory is having pillows. So, and I'm sure that there are some, well, my husband included, men who would groan at this, but I think that pillows really are, you know, such a great way to add color and texture to your space. And I think there is nothing sadder than walking into a living room and looking at a couch with those two standard pillows. I'm like, those two standard pillows, no way. We could do better than that. So I think it's just an easy way to, you know, spice up your space and bring in your personality. And then you can change them as the seasons go. That's key for me.
So those are the things that you feel every home should have. What do you think it's important to invest in as far as accessories?
Yeah, so I feel like if you're going to invest in something, then it should be for home accessories, something that needs maintenance. And by that, I mean, does it need to be washed? So if you are saying, I really would like cloth linens, that's something that I want to look at. So on takeaback.com, our table linens are 100% linen. And machine washable. And it's funny that you would actually think, oh, everybody's like that. But they're not, because not everything is done to the same quality. But as I said before, we are, you know, we use quality as our number one go-to. And so anything that is going to have some sort of wear and tear, buy the best quality you can find. So whether it's table linens or, you know, bedding, anything that you're going to have to wash, if you buy the best quality of version of that item, then you won't be disappointed in the long run. That's what you should invest in.
So as we're wrapping up, what can we expect from takeaback.com in the future?
So our goal is just to continue to add more wonderful products that all of you love. And we're looking forward to adding some elements of customization to the website itself, so that, you know, all of our busy moms and entrepreneurs and, you know, everybody can have one-of-a-kind pieces in their home. I think it's really important to have a collection of items that, you know, represent you, because it's your home is both the backdrop and the forefront of your life. So we're just here to help you bring happiness to your home.
What a way to end this interview. Rebecca, let everyone know how they can reach you, please.
Yes. So our website is www.takeaback.com. So that's the best spot to find our assortment. And then if you want to follow us on social media, which we would absolutely love, on Instagram, we're at Takeaback. On Facebook, we're at Takeaback Decorates. And even on Pinterest, we're at Takeaback Decorates. So you can find us in all those spots.
I'm going to spell it. It's TAKEABECK.com.
It's TAKEABECK. That's okay. Because
my fault.
If you have to keep saying it, you'll remember it even more. So, yeah, I'm just going to repeat it once more. It's TAKEABECK.com.
See, I'm glad I messed it up. You know what, Rebecca, thank you so much for sharing with us today on Word of Mom Radio. I really appreciate the work that you're doing and that you took the time to share it with our listeners. And for all of you tuning in here on Word of Mom Radio, thank you so much for being part of this network. And as we close out, we're going to hear from our fabulous Smith Sisters Bluegrass and our theme song, She Is You. So until next time, this is Dori DiCarlo for all of us here at Word of Mom Radio and the Word of Mom Media Network. Go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She